This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government halts the tourism accommodation bill for further consultations. Barbados's main opposition party is outraged after violence at public health institutions and calls for urgent action. The NISS opens a new unit to better assist the self-employed. The Friends of Democracy proposes VAT reform on food. Ross University signs a memorandum of understanding with the Barbados Defence Force to give students field experience. And a jury convicts a man of attempted assassination of President Trump. With the details, I am Michelle Spencer. Government has placed an immediate pause on advancing the tourism accommodation bill, which was tabled in Parliament last week. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell says a request from vacation rental property owners for further consultations and discussions on the bill is reasonable. He explained that after talks with stakeholders, government has taken the decision to hold off on moving the legislation forward.
The request from the vacation rental property owners and operators for further dialogue is reasonable, and as a responsive and responsible government, we are prepared to pause the bill to have further meaningful consultations. The Ministry of Tourism and International Transport will convene another public session to clarify any misunderstandings and to answer any questions, as well as to provide further explanations regarding the bill. We will announce a date, time, and location of the meeting, and like we've done in the past, we will advertise the town hall meeting to ensure that those owners or owners' representatives who were not present at the last town hall meeting but have an opportunity to do so.
The minister, however, stressed that Barbados needs vacation rental properties as part of the island's accommodation offering.
As we increase airlift and bring more visitors to Barbados, as we've done last year and during the winter season, that increased business will benefit the vacation rental properties as it has done based on the reported $300 million of income from that sector. And I'm heartened by the size of the reported earnings from the vacation rental properties.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell. The Democratic Labour Party is calling on government to step up security at healthcare facilities following altercations at the Randall Phillips and Glebe Polyclinics recently. The party's spokesperson for health and wellness, Senator Andre Worrell, described it as a dangerous escalation of violence within the country's healthcare system. He said the issue is the symptom of a much larger problem.
These incidents are not isolated. They are symptomatic of a broader societal breakdown and the failure of this government to proactively secure our frontline health institutions. As the opposition spokesperson for health and wellness, I express not only outrage, but grave concern that nurses and healthcare professionals in Barbados are being forced to work in an environment where their safety is under constant threat.
Apart from an audit and upgrade of all healthcare institutions, the DLP also listed other measures that should be implemented immediately.
Deployment of a trained security personnel at all healthcare facilities during operating hours and a clear emergency response mechanism to de-escalate violent encounters. Installation of surveillance equipment and secured entry systems at clinics to monitor and manage those entering the premises. Mandatory reporting and transparency from the ministry regarding violent incidents with regular updates to the public on mitigation efforts. Psychological support and compensation for affected healthcare workers who should never be made to suffer in silence after workplace trauma.
DLP spokesperson for health and wellness, Senator Andre Worrell. Self-employed people now have a dedicated space to access social protection services as the National Insurance and Social Security Service launched its Self-Employed Project Unit. The unit, located at Radley Court Centre, Upper Collamorock, St. Michael, aims to strengthen the relationship between the NIS and self-employed workers by offering personalized service and guidance. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Labour Colin Jordan noted the low number of self-employed individuals previously registered under the scheme and emphasized that the unit will play an important role in bridging that gap, especially for entrepreneurs and those in the creative sector.
Today, we will formally open this space as the place where the outreach to self-employed persons will be taking place from. That place where self-employed persons can feel that their needs and their questions and all those things are being addressed in a very focused way. You're no longer going to a place where you're dealing with people from all different industries and all. For self-employed persons, there is a place. This is that place.
Meanwhile, Acting Project Manager Ms. Alethea Thomas outlined the new flexibility payment arrangement being offered to self-employed people.
The minimum contributions payable is $1,200 per year, and these contributions are due by the 15th of January in the following year. Previously, self-employed persons paid contributions every quarter, and that was mandatory. That is no longer there. And self-employed persons incurred an interest. That is no longer the case. So with this flexible arrangement, self-employed persons technically have a year and 15 days to pay their contributions. As you could agree, the nature of the self-employed work is not guaranteed. Sometimes the work is seasonal as well. So it allows them enough time to budget.
Acting Project Manager Ms. Alethea Thomas. Part of Wyndham Grand, Sam Lord's Castle, has been transformed into a living gallery thanks to the creative efforts of students from six secondary schools. Lester Vaughan Secondary, Dighton Griffith, The Lord's School, St. George Secondary, Princess Margaret and Christ Church Foundation were the schools which participated in painting images that tell the story of Sam Hill Lord and his castle. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman praised the hotel for its foresight and vision.
The transformation of education that we are undertaking as a country at this point in time means that what our students now must do is real-world, practical application of creative ideas and new things. Coming into a modern era where they can leave school not just with certification, but with the skills necessary to go into the job market and the business market and to be able to now pivot in a way that allows them to prosper.
Christ Church Foundation student Aidan Hines shared his experience.
It was the first project I had that was this big. It was a great opportunity to come here. I met a lot of people. I think I made a lot of great connections. And I don't think I could have spent... I was only here for a week, unfortunately, but I don't think I could have spent that particular week in my summer doing anything with it. I think that I spent a lot of time here, learned a lot of things, and I'm not the greatest person myself. I think that I improved my skills a lot, that with the assistance of the guidance of my teachers, and I also learned a lot from the other students. I learned about them. I learned about them. I didn't know them. I made a lot of friends here as well with these staff too. I think it was a very good experience. I would love to go again, to be honest.
Christ Church Foundation student Aidan Hines. Ross University School of Medicine has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Barbados Defense Force to provide its students with hands-on field experience. The agreement allows students to train under the guidance of physicians and healthcare professionals within the BDF. Speaking after the signing to Starcom Network News, Senior Associate Dean of External Affairs and Accreditation, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre, said the partnership is designed to strengthen clinical training while giving students the opportunity to apply classroom knowledge in real-life medical settings.
Our students spent 2 years in Ireland in the medical sciences, and during that time, we exposed them to various clinical experiences. Our focus is really to ensure that we're finding clinical experiences that are going to give them a good grounding in getting the basics of the medical education. We really go about seeking partnerships and with clinical facilities that we believe model those things and also gives the students the experiences. So the Barbados Defense Force was one of these organizations for us that we felt was a good fit for us and for our students, because we felt that the students were exposed to primary care, also other aspects, other disciplines, and really the level of care, quality, the professionalism that we saw in the BDF, we felt it would be a good environment for our students.
Senior Associate Dean of External Affairs and Accreditation, Dr. Rhonda McIntyre. And a jury has convicted 59-year-old Ryan Ruth of all charges related to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. The verdict was reached after Ruth was found guilty of attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate and several firearm offenses. The incident occurred on September 15, 2024, at a golf course owned by Trump at West Palm Beach. At the time, Trump was playing a round of golf. Recapping the headlines, government halts the tourism accommodation bill for further consultations. Barbados's main opposition party is outraged over violence at public health institutions and calls for urgent action. The NISSS opens a new unit to better assist the self-employed. Friends of Democracy proposes VAT reform, and a jury convicts a man of attempted assassination of President Trump. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.